time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Tribune Media has backed out of its proposed $3.9 billion merger with Sinclair Broadcast Group and said it will be filing a lawsuit against the broadcasting giant for allegedly breaching their merger agreement. In an announcement early Thursday morning, Tribune blamed Sinclair for the regulatory roadblocks that the deal has encountered at the FCC. Last month, the Federal Communications Commission voted unanimously to subject the merger to an administrative law proceeding, a taxing and time-consuming process that was expected to kill the deal.
Today, we announce criminal charges against Christopher Collins, a United States congressman. Congressman Collins is charged with insider trading and lying to the FBI.
Republican Congressman Chris Collins of New York was arrested and charged with federal securities fraud on Wednesday, related to an Australian pharmaceutical company that counted him as a shareholder and a former director. The company, Innate Immunotherapeutics, issued a statement saying it was cooperating with U.S. investigators. Collins turned himself in to the FBI in Manhattan and announced he would plead not guilty to charges related to insider trading. Part of the federal indictment involves a phone call prosecutors say Collins made to his son during last year's White House congressional picnic, during which he allegedly passed along an insider tip for stock trading. Collins made a lengthy statement, which ended with him saying he won't answer any questions on the subject, he won't resign his office, and he'll remain on the ballot running for re-election.
Because my focus is to defeat the charges in court, after today, I will not address any issues related to Innate Immunotherapeutics outside of the courtroom. As I fight to clear my name, rest assured, I will continue to work hard for the people and constituents of the 27th Congressional District of New York, and I will remain on the ballot running for re-election.
During a closed-door fundraiser for Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers, Devin Nunes admitted that Republicans were holding off on impeachment proceedings against Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to avoid derailing Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation to the Supreme Court.
So it's a bit complicated, right? So we only have so many months left. So if we actually vote to impeach, what that does, that triggers the Senate that has to take it up. Well, then you have to decide what you want right now, because the Senate only has so much time. You want them to drop everything and not confirm the Supreme Court justice, the new Supreme Court justice. So that's part of why I don't think you have, you're not getting from, like I've said publicly, Rosenstein deserves to be impeached. I mean, so I don't think you're going to get any argument from most of our colleagues. The question is the timing of it right before the election. The Senate would have to drop everything they're doing and start with impeachment on Rosenstein. And then you take the risk of not getting Kavanaugh confirmed. So it's not a matter of the name of Sly Rosenstein. It's a matter of time.
The audio was recorded by a member of the group Fuse Washington, a progressive organization that paid to attend the event. They gave the recording to The Rachel Maddow Show, who aired it Wednesday night. Nunes also said that it's important for Republicans to retain control of Congress after the midterms to protect the president.
So therein lies, so it's like your classic catch-22 situation, where, I mean, we're at a... This puts us in such a tough spot. If Sessions won't unrefuse and Mueller won't clear the president, we're the only ones, which is really the danger. That's why I keep, and thank you for saying it, by the way. I mean, we have to keep all these things. We have to keep the majority. If we do not keep the majority, all of this goes away.
Isaac Arnsdorf, the ProPublica reporter who broke the story about three of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago cronies secretly shaping Veterans Administration policies, appeared on MSNBC Wednesday night to shed more light on the crazy story. We learned that Ike Perlmutter, the chairman of Marvel Entertainment, Bruce Moskowitz, a Palm Beach doctor, and Mark Sherman, a lawyer, make up an informal council that is exerting sweeping influence on the VA from Mar-a-Lago.
They're involved in everything. They speak with VA officials every day on the phone, or they have them fly down to Mar-a-Lago at taxpayer expense to meet with them, to go over things, and they have a hand in basically all manner of policy and personnel decisions that have been coming out of the VA for the past year and a half.
Every day?
As often as every day, absolutely. Maybe multiple times a day.
And this is on. This isn't on like, oh, we've got some charity thing we want to set up on the side. This is like how everything about the policy for the largest health care system in the United States.
Yeah, this is like how much health care for veterans should be provided by the government-run VA system versus how much should be done by private doctors. This is like what should the VA do to modernize its electronic health records technology, a $10 billion contract that they were negotiating, and these guys were all over it. If this is who should the leadership of the VA be? Who do we want in key roles? And the people who didn't get along with the Mar-a-Lago crowd got passed over or pushed out. I got
And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a donation. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.